Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
Chris and I have been together for a long time, over 10 years. We've raised children together. We have a home. We do the activities every other family does. We have professional careers. We're very busy.
Our system of justice has said to the nation, all Americans are entitled to the same freedoms. All Americans are worthy of the full weight and protection of our laws. And all Americans are accorded equal rights under the Constitution.
That's Sandy Steer, plaintiff in the federal legal challenge to California's Prop 8, and Chad Griffin of American Foundation for Equal Rights, reacting to Judge Vaughn Walker's overturning of California's Marriage Protection Amendment yesterday in California. This is a big deal. It really is. I know that it just seems like something they do out there in California. They do so many things out in California that the rest of the country doesn't necessarily want to follow suit on. But this one has ramifications for the rest of the country, and it especially does now. It's a question of whether or not, perhaps in the near future, there will be federalized same-sex marriage for every state in the union. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. First 10 minutes of this hour we'll spend with Brian Brown of the National Organization for Marriage. We'll talk about the overturning of California's Marriage Protection Amendment. Then, in about 10 minutes, Alan Schliemann of Stand to Reason will join us. We'll respond to some of the arguments in favor of same-sex marriage. It's about people's freedom to love who they love. It's a right, a natural right that everyone should be able to avail themselves regardless of gender or proclivity, some of those arguments, and we'll try to respond to as many as we can on this Thursday afternoon, August the 5th. We'll round off this hour of Issues Etc. with Colleen Carol Campbell. Anne Rice of Novel fame has recently said that she's leaving Christianity. Still wants to follow Jesus, but she's leaving Christianity. Colleen Carol Campbell will share her reactions and her thoughts on that in about 30 minutes here on Issues Etc. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @IssuesETC. Brian Brown is Executive Director of the National Organization for Marriage. Brian, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me on.
How did the judge in San Francisco yesterday, how did he justify declaring California's Marriage Protection Amendment unconstitutional?
Well, he essentially made a false analogy to laws against interracial marriage and laws, putting down African Americans. And we know this is a false analogy, and the African American community knows it's a false analogy, and that's one of the reasons why they overwhelmingly oppose same-sex marriage. It's an attempt to hijack the civil rights movement. But he used arguments based in the 14th Amendment on both equal protection and due process grounds and claimed that the rights of same-sex couples were being infringed. Now, more importantly, what this decision does is it is so outrageous, but it's not unexpected because Judge Walker has run this trial as a circus from day one. First of all, just having a trial, the facts are clear, the constitutional history is clear. There is no right to redefine marriage in this country. There's no federal precedent. But what he wanted to do was to have a trial and try and sort of belittle and demonize supporters of Proposition 8. So in his actual ruling, he equates supporters of traditional marriage with discrimination and bigotry. And because he's done this, he raises the level of this fight to a national level, and he's claiming that there's a U.S. constitutional right to same-sex marriage, and therefore all of the state laws, not just California, all of the state laws in 45 states defining marriage as the union of a man and a woman are what's at stake. And therefore, this decision is much broader. It's essentially a Roe versus Wade type decision on the same-sex marriage issue. Now, luckily, Judge Walker will not be the final say in the decision, and that this will go to both the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, most likely eventually to the United States Supreme Court.
Brian, in a political sense, not in a legal sense, because I think that's obvious that he's overreached there, but in a political sense, do you think that Judge Walker has overreached?
Oh, I clearly do. I think this is a major misstep for proponents of same-sex marriage. It will be a Pyrrhic victory. The mere breadth and audacity of the decision and how belittling it is to the civil rights of those Americans who've already voted. I mean, look, Judge Walker wants to make this into a civil rights question, and it is a civil rights question. What more fundamental and basic civil right than the right of Americans to vote and have their votes counted? We deserve equal protection under the law. We deserve due process. Americans have already voted. They've already made their voice clear. Californians have voted. Here in Missouri, you voted for a constitutional amendment. And therefore, this is a direct affront to those civil rights. And I think that politically what this means is he has now launched the first salvo in what will be a new culture war over the definition of marriage and also over the proper place of the judiciary. And this will either be resolved in the Supreme Court or in Congress, and people can make their voices known by electing candidates who affirm marriage and also affirm the rights of citizens to vote on this issue and ultimately support a U.S. constitutional amendment to define marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Because if the Supreme Court does decide on that off chance to uphold Walker's ruling, the only recourse will be either stripping part of the court's jurisdiction or a marriage protection amendment on a national level.
Again, a political question. Do you think that Judge Walker's ruling yesterday has made same-sex marriage a national election issue for the midterm elections?
Well, I think it has. I mean, it was already becoming more of an issue. A Senate Republican candidate in California, Tom Campbell, recently lost his race with Carly Fiorina. And we ran ads in that race and did independent expenditures. And most people looking at the race do believe that part of the reason Tom Campbell lost was because of his support for same-sex marriage. But I think that it is true that this ratchets up to a much higher level the whole discussion surrounding same-sex marriage. And when people are talking about it, politicians that support same-sex marriage tend to lose. Traditionally, what supporters of same-sex marriage have done is they've received money from special interest groups supporting same-sex marriage, but they haven't wanted to talk about it before an election. Well, Judge Walker's ruling comes just a few months before the midterm election, so clearly this is going to be a part of the debate, and politicians are going to have to answer what side are they on. Are they on the side of activist judges imposing their will on the people, or are they on the side of the people in the democratic process and protecting marriage? It really, there is not a middle ground, and you're not going to be able to hide on this. And the president himself has recently had to come out and clarify his own position and say he continues to support traditional marriage. Just yesterday he had to say that because of this decision, and he's going to have to clarify his own position because he's been speaking out of both sides of his mouth, too.
So right now, as of today, is same-sex marriage legal in the state of California?
Well, no, because there's a stay on the decision. There's a temporary stay on the decision Judge Walker did agree to, and on Friday, tomorrow, there will be a hearing on whether to extend that stay until a higher court rules. Now, traditionally, this would be a done deal. There would be a stay because there's clearly going to be an appeal, and this is a major change in law. I mean, you're usurping the constitutional amendment process and the direct vote of the people, so there would be a stay until the higher courts rule. Walker may refuse to extend his stay because of how biased he has been throughout this process, but if that happens, there will be a direct appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and I'm pretty confident that the Ninth Circuit would grant the stay just because of how important this case is and the legal ramifications and chaos that will be created if California starts handing out same-sex marriage licenses before a higher court has the chance to weigh in.
So briefly, what happens next with about a minute?
Well, Friday there's this there's a hearing, and we'll see if there's a stay. Then this will be appealed to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit, we don't know what judges will be drawn. It'll be a panel of judges. And in the Ninth Circuit, Walker's decision may be overturned. If it is overturned in the Ninth Circuit, there's a question as to whether the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, will even get involved at all, because the law will go back to what it was before Walker ruled. If the Ninth Circuit upholds Walker's ruling and says that you now have same-sex marriage in California, I'm very confident that the U.S. Supreme Court will take the case. This is just too important of an issue, and it will be decided at the Supreme Court level.
Brian, you'll be speaking here in St. Louis tonight. What brings you to the area?
Well, we were expecting a decision out of California that would affect the whole country, and therefore we launched the Summer for Marriage 2010 bus tour. And one of the stops on the tour is Missouri, because Missouri did overwhelmingly pass a constitutional amendment in 2004. And so we're here in St. Louis. We'll be in Clayton at Memorial Park at 6 o'clock. And what we're doing is really rallying our supporters and making clear that, that we can overturn this decision. We got to do it together. We've got to be active. And we've got to be energized, and we can't let the other side shout us down or intimidate us out of speaking up for what is right, true, and beautiful, that marriage is the union of a man and a woman.
Folks, you can show up for the Summer for Marriage Tour from 6 to 7 tonight at Memorial Park. That's 78 South Merrimack Avenue at the northeast corner of Carondelet and Merrimack in the city of Clayton. From 6 to 7 tonight, the Summer for Marriage Tour. Brian Brown is Executive Director of the National Organization for Marriage. Brian, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
When we come back, we're going to stay on the subject of same-sex marriage, and we'll spend about the next half hour responding to arguments that are often made in favor of same-sex marriage. Alan Schliemann will be with us. He's author of a chapter in a book on homosexuality. Forthcoming book is called Apologetics for a New Generation. Then Colleen Carroll Campbell will be with us for the last 10 minutes of the program. We'll get her thoughts on lessons we can learn from Anne Rice's recent statements about leaving Christianity. Stay tuned.
Think big screens belong in the movie theater, not at church? Think garage bands should stay in the garage, not be jamming in front of the altar? Hey, we do too. Come join us at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, for services that are reverent and relevant, vibrant and traditional. Divine service on Saturday at 6 p.m., on Sunday morning at 7:45 and 10, with Sunday school and Bible class in between at 9. Join us. Not a big screen or garage band in sight. Promise.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old Theology, New Technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
Hi, this is Ville calling from Finland. I believe the day will come when you cannot enter the office as a pastor in the ELCA unless you subscribe to the ordination of gays and lesbians. And why do I believe that? Because Americans are sinners like we Finns are.
Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are, issuesetc.org.